Good morning, everyone. I welcome you in this talk show. The subject, practical tips on how to enjoy Brahman life in current times. We are being with Baba, we are in a Brahman family, but this life should be enjoyable. So what are the tips for that? So, and we have a respected brother, Tulsi Bhaiji. Tulsi Bhaiji, from past 42 years, he is in a Gyan. And he surrendered his life in Baba's service from past 40 years. Earlier days, he was in different departments in Madhuban. But from 1982, he was working with audio and visual department to record the classes. And from 1986, he is distributing the classes in the world. So our family, Brahman family, is getting all the sustenance from the seniors through Tulsi Bhaiji, I can say. So, and he is very calm, very simple but royal. So he have a lot of experience with the Brahmin families. So we have Tulsi Bhaiji, and also interviewed by Vikram Bhaiji. Vikram Bhaiji is from Mauritius. He is in Gyan from past 24 years. He is a surrender brother in Mauritius. Also is working as a medical technician. He is involved in environment programs. Also, he went many countries to conduct youth programs and time management programs. So, we welcome our brother Tulsi Bhaiji and Vikram Bhaiji to continue a talk show on practical tips how to enjoy Brahman life in current times. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Thank you, my dear friend and brother Sri Ram. Well, interesting talk show. I didn't know about this going to be a talk show. Anyway, thank you, brother Tulsi Bhaiji, for accepting our invitation to be here. Our official program is starting tomorrow, but so many Brahmins are here, so we decided to say, okay, let's have some classes. And you came all the way. You have so many duties to attend. Our topic today is practical tips how to enjoy Brahmin life in current times. It's a long title, but if we break it into smaller ones, it becomes interesting. Enjoying Brahmin life. What does this mean for you? Anyone in the audience can tell me, what do you understand by enjoying Brahmin life? Do you enjoy Brahmin life? Yeah? So what is this for you? What does this mean? Anyone can share? Just speak your thoughts. What is enjoying Brahmin life? Is it only the murli, the tolis, or something more than that? Yes? What is enjoying Brahmin life? Baba's company. Yeah, this is the only time in conference age we have God's companionship. True, good. Anyone else? Personal transformation. It's only right now in this conference age that we are able to really have deep personal transformation. And we get happiness, we get satisfaction, we enjoy that journey. Yeah? So, anyone else? Sorry? We have a vision for Golden Age, Satyug. Okay, yeah. You had a vision? Okay, good. So, Tulsi Bhaiji, if we look at the actual scenario of our Brahmin life, we see many changes have happened. And especially now, everyone has come to Madhuban. We wanted to meet Baba, and we know the change in the part of the drama that we no more meet Baba in a corporeal way, in a physical way. It's very subtle. And long before we used to come to Madhuban, we know, I'm going to meet Baba. I'm going to see Baba. I'm going to have drishti with Baba. But this is no more the situation. So, what are the advice you would give? What is your experience in how can we still enjoy that Brahmin life though we have this, I would say, major change in drama?
Yeah. Om Shanti. Welcome everyone. How many of you have met Bab Dada in a physical form, Guljar's body, Dadi Guljar's body? And how many of you haven't seen?
We have first-timers here? First-timers? Can you raise your hand? Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Those who have not been here before or have not met Bab Dada in that form, have you seen videos? Yeah? Because when we talk about the history things, none of us, we have seen Vivekananda or any other gurus, but we still believe and we still follow. I haven't seen Mahatma Gandhi, but many of us, we are followers of Mahatma Gandhi in many ways. The truth and the simplicity is well known in the whole world. So, we follow because we believe what he did, what we have been told by others, he did, and we still follow, just learning from the history. Here is not only history, we are with those souls who have been with Baba in Sakar form, who have been the part of the foundation of Yajna, Dadis and Dadas, and then later we seen like people like me or many seniors, those who have been with the Bab Dada, means the Bab Dada comes in Dadi Guljar's body. And not we have only just seen, had a vision, but we have been with him, or we have played with him, or we have recorded the events or Diwalis, the festivals, or the Gyan knowledge, or the directions, and many things. Personally, I will say I have noticed when Bab Dada was meeting Madhuban Nivasis personally, and that was whole night. It was, I think, 89. And Baba was addressing everyone, single person. And then Baba mentioned with the name, Baba's blessing was with the name, with the duty, with their virtues. Like a brother who works in kitchen, his name is Dev Bhai. And then Baba mentioned about the Devu. The Devu means the one who gives, the deity one. And his services in the kitchen, Baba praised his service also, and his virtue. Everything is according the time and many things. So what I notice, Bab Dada gives sustenance. That time when he was talking, I feel that Baba knows everyone with their virtues, with their name, with their duties, or even not only this birth, but the previous birth or whole story, we can say, whole drama of the soul. So, watching these kind of videos, you will get more sustenance. So, I will suggest to go through these stories, because see, when you listen to stories from Dada, Dadis, and that time when you listen that those stories, you have to visualize yourself on that role. Like Dadi Manohrendra, she was known as a history teacher. She had been here in Gyan Sarovar long time also. She used to share the stories being with Sakhar Baba, Brahma Baba. Suppose Dati will say that she used to play badminton with Brahma Baba. And I had many stories, many times being a connection with the audiovisual systems. And I was visualizing myself as if I am playing with Bab Dada. And that feeling was not less than Dadi had experienced. And sometime when Dadi shared and just giving me the hint that when we were playing with Bab Dada, some of us, we did not recognize Brahma Baba as that great, great, great father. Later we realized when we saw people praising him, we were living with Baba as a simple personality, because it has become common for us to be with Baba. But when we share these stories, or when we recognize Baba as that high authority, then we realize with whom we played. So maybe that those who played with Brahma Baba have not that kind of a self-respect or that conscious while playing, but when we listen the story and then we experience with that authority or with that feeling that we are playing with Brahma Baba, the great, great grandfather. So it's not just physical things, but spirituality gives you a chance to experience subtly also. So this is the real time the confidence of the confidence age, to experience everything in subtle form. Yeah? So no complaint that you are not meeting Bab Dada in that form. You have to experience. It's you who has to experience. You know, even sometime when doctors give you medicine or suggest you some food, when you follow that, then only you get cured. So this spirituality has to be followed. It's not to be played. Just to be followed in practical life. Yeah. So this is the answer for those who are feeling that they are not meeting in sakar form this time. Even those who have met already, they can emerge their first meeting or the second meeting in front of them as many times they can. And especially, you know, it happens that suppose I fixed appointment with the brother Prashant and then I'm not able to come somehow, then I send my messenger or send my message or give some recording or some tips. So he feels because I have fixed the appointment with him. Similarly, Bab Dada has given the dates for this meeting. That means Bab Dada is bound to give you experience. It's you have to feel that Bab Dada is definitely coming the same time which he has given the appointment. So from the morning till the evening, late evening, you have to have that conscious that you are meeting Bab Dada. Because he has given you appointment, he will definitely come. And you have to feel his subtle form. Anyway, in Diamond Hall, most of the Brahmins, they were able to see on the screen only, even when Bab Dada used to come in physical form. And those, you also, this time also, you will be able to see the Bab Dada on the screen and feel from that screen that Bab Dada is talking to you. And Bab Dada is giving drishti to you. And prepare yourself, especially for that day from morning till evening.
Yes, thank you. You mentioned that we should leave our experiences. I know you had many beautiful experiences. Can you just share one or two very beautiful experiences you had when you met Bab Dada?
Well, the first time when I met Bab Dada, I met in History Hall. That was 18th January 77. And then only few of us, we came from other cities in India. And after Molly, Didi Manmohini and Dadi, Prakashmani and some other Dadis, they came on the stage and feeding Bab Dada, because especially on 18th January, Bab Dada is fed, used to be fed with full Brahma Bhojan. Normally, we offer tolis, but on 18th January, full Brahma Bhojan, we feed Bab Dada. So, that was 18th January and lately, after that Dadis, they fed Bab Dada. We were called on the stage. And then Bab Dada fed us with a golden spoon, I will say. Mm. And then we got the chance to feed Baba. That time, because it was 3 months I was in Gyan, and then, but having full faith, and I already met before on the rail or the train with Dadi Gulzar. I could see Dadi Gulzar's body before, and then when Bab Dada came, it was totally changed. Even if you see the photograph of Dadi Gulzar and Bab Dada, those days was great, big. Difference in the face also, and not only the face, the voice, and then the feelings and the aura, everything I could feel the difference. So that gave me more kind of faith, or I can say power, to survive and to feel good. So we enjoyed it.
Yeah, that's great. You know, imagine you're feeling God.
And I will say, in Brahmin life, we have to have conscious, or we have to ask often to our own self that, am I with God? Have I met God? Or, you know, Dadis used to write the paper that they have faith. Every 3 months they used to write like a bond. They write that they are with God. So similarly, we also have to, because when you become Babas, and slowly it happens that we come more contact with the souls, Brahmin family. Of course, that is not less, but it slipped away that we are with God. And you know, last Sunday when Baba said, Bab Dada is happy to have you all as a life companion. And that was again a good reminder or a good feeling that, you know, like I hear from some foreigners that they have to tell their husband or wife that they love them, they love each other. So, you know, it's just to create more feeling that I love you. It creates more feelings of the love or the family. Similarly, here too, I had to remind myself, I am life companion of Baba. And what is life of Baba? Service. So I am Bab Dada's service companion. And then who is Baba? You know, he does selfless service. He creates golden age through us, of course. But he doesn't come in golden age. So he is the one who does the selfless service. And when I am his life companion or service companion, I have to do selfless service. Because it's like Baba, then, you know, Brahma Baba, Baba then, our grandfather Shiva Baba, and then Brahma Baba. So it should be in our DNA, what you call, the selfless service. No? So we should remind these things to our own self often, that who I am, or what is my role, or why I have been chosen by Baba.
Yeah, good. Thank you. Now let's move on to with the topic. You know, many times we see Brahmins not able to come to Madhuban, and we also see that the drama is spinning quickly now, and we have to face lots of settle our accounts, our karmas in terms of disease especially. We know many Brahmins who had, you know, serious health condition like, you know, cancers, heart condition, etc. And we see it's increasing and increasing. So how can we really help those Brahmins? We can't just, you know, meet them, hey, all enjoying life and they're on the terminal stage. But how can you really help them in really maintaining that stage? Because it's very difficult, it's very challenging when your body is not supporting you. So how would you advise Brahmins to really in their situation?
Yeah. See, those who are not able to come somehow, I remember once Bab Dada was given a big card, and many of Brazilian Brahmins photos were on that card.
Mm-hmm.
And Bab Dada was told that some of them are even surrender Brahmins, but because of the money they can't come Madhuban. And I remember Bab Dada was just looking at those photographs as if Babdada is giving them drishti. I'm sure that those souls must have felt there also. Because, of course, those days there was no technology like today, so people can see the live programs from Om Shanti Bhavan. But Babdada gave drishti on those photographs. Not only the person who brought those cards, I don't remember, maybe it was one of the Brazilian in charge sisters, but those who were observing, we felt like Babdada, how much Babdada love every soul. So it's not that we come in Madhuban, of course we come in Madhuban, we get many, many more things, we meet family, but when we have love for Babdada, Babdada gives instant fruit. Babdada, of course, gives you reward of the what you have in your heart. So, have faith that everything what is happening, if I put my all efforts to do the best, and then how much I am succeed, that's one thing. But Babdada also appreciate your efforts. So Babdada always give the return of your heart, how much heart you put on that work or the service or the self or to try to come in Madhuban. So Babdada appreciates it. And another thing I've been asked them, the bodily problems. Once Babdada said, this is the Iron Age, and then in Iron Age, these capsules and tablets, the colorful tablets or the capsules or medicine is kind of a fruit. So you had to take fruit, not because you are sick, but it's like you have to feel that Babdada, just remember Baba, keep in your hand and remember Baba, and then take as if Babdada is feeding you totally. So because this Iron Age, we had to finish all karmic account, as you said. So we had to have compromise somewhere, and we had to take these capsules or tablets or medicine as if it is nectar or the toli or the bhog, which will cure our body to enjoy more Brahmin life. Yeah? So it's one thing, it's means having the sense when we are taking medicine, and as much you can take the precautions, you know, of course. We cannot say that we have become Babdada and become Babdada and Babada, Baba will care. You have to put your efforts in, you have to have courage and take care of your body also. And taking care body is also a service. Because many of us, we pay more attention, including me. We give more priority to service than the self. But when you feel that this is also a part of service, because if I am not taking care of my body, I'll be getting support of someone who is dedicated to Babda, or the money being given input in Baba's box. So if I don't want to take that money or don't want to use that money for my purpose or my put on me, or the someone who has come to serve Baba, and if I don't take care of myself, the other person has to look after my body or look after me, will also a karmic account. So if I can avoid that karmic account, I need to take care of my body also. So take care of precautions for the body as much you can. And I will say, many of the diseases come as from mind or mind. So we have to take care of ourselves stage also, because when I listen that this Brahmin have kind of disease or tension or what you call it, stress or many diseases. Or that time I feel bad because being a Brahmin, we should not have like these kind of disease, no? So suppressions, tensions, we had to put more in, give priority to come out from that. And for that, I will not say that you have minimum 8 hours meditation or yoga. You can do as much you can, but at least few minutes you should enjoy super sensuous joy, which gives you your own sustenance, I mean the soul sustenance. Also it cures body also, because say it cures the brain, and its brain works for body. So you have to have super sensuous joy at least few minutes every day, or often as much chance you get. And for that you have to be little detached from many things and have the hobby, maintain the hobby of let go of the things. So when you have super sensuous joy, or when you get chance to smile with someone, please smile. Because smiling and laughing it also gives the chance or cures the body. So to use this little tips of keeping yourself happy. And if you are upset with someone, don't put long time with that. Don't be distanced with people you live with. Try to maintain or try to solve the problems as much as soon as possible. Or because people we live with whole day, or you know, often we live together, when we see each other, we get reminded of the misbehave or whatever has happened, but we had to clear as much as soon as possible. So it also helps to cure the body.
So basically we should have knowledge of the body also, and that sometimes we become careless. We say we are soul conscious, Baba will take care, and then we see we have to spend more time in getting the body right, because if the body is not right, we can't enjoy meditation, we can't enjoy, you know, the service.
You can't enjoy anything in life. Yeah. In fact, even you know, this, when we say soul conscious, it's not just soul, we are in body. So we had to take care of body, then only, you know, suppose I've been pulled by someone or something, it's also, you know, affect my soul consciousness, isn't it? So I had to finish the little bit, you know, account, or finish the things, or if it's something I had to finish quickly, where my mind is pulled, I should finish that first, then I can remain for soul conscious easily, no? So certain things we had to give priority to clear, so then we can remain soul conscious.
Yeah, okay. I think Brahmin are looking after the health, because we see so many Brahmins attending Global Hospital every day, so, you know, I think they got the message. But let's now talk about climate change. Have you heard this word? Climate change. Who have heard this word? Climate change. Okay, young ones. Okay, we see so many calamities coming, you know, floods, earthquakes and all these things. Recently, I think there was a video on being circulated showing, you know, the Brahmins from Kerala Center being evacuated in a helicopter. Have you seen this video? Yeah, there was massive flood in Kerala, and the Brahmins, the center was in a flat apartment, and they went to the top and the roof, and then helicopters had to, you know, pull them to safer grounds. I mean, we know that calamities can strike anyone, anytime, anywhere. So how can we prepare ourselves and still be, you know, in that powerful state of mind and enjoy Brahmin life?
It's actually a long topic, but I'll put in two things. First thing is these climate means fire elements. So we, even our body is made of fire elements. We had to respect the fire elements, so to our body. And then fire elements like water, fire, what we use every day, we have to respect those fire elements and take care of those elements also, use in a worthwhile way, so it get friendly with us. And if I am friendly with water, water will cope up me also in any situation. If I take care of fire, don't misuse or don't waste it, it will also help me. It's very subtle, like we souls have karmic account, but the whole cycle we have been with fire elements, so we have to respect these fire elements, and this is how we create good relationship with fire elements to support us in the right time. Secondly, see, when we listen Bab Dada saying that you have to be ever ready, anything can happen any time or sudden. Though many of the Brahmin think there will be destruction and then maybe the bombs, or we'll be having those kind of vibration, that everyone will be alert, and then I also will be alert. So we see the destruction feel like it is very far. Some of Brahmin, they ask seniors, especially to some of the senior like Brother Surya or many of the brothers especially, they ask them when destruction will come. So they think that destruction means whole world will be fighting each other, or that time they don't realize that the destruction means any time even the earthquake can come, or any time this rain can happen, or tsunami can come, or even it can be even small stone comes on my head and I may die. So we have to be ready, and when you are ready for that, you are not pulled with any relationship or things or any habits, then you get clear conscious, then you get touchings. When you get touchings and you follow those touchings, then you get help. Suppose the helicopter came, and then the person for helicopter came to take and doesn't will to come out from his house, how can he survive himself? So feel that touching or the help of Bab Dada or your own conscience, and follow that touching. And that will happen only when you are really detached. That's why Baba has been asking us to get ready for that. But it's not that it will happen after 20 years or, people think, maybe in 1936 with the destruction. Anything can happen any time, and we have to be prepared. And recently I was listening a point from Bab Dada. Of course it was 98 talk, but Bab Dada said that give priority to be ready, give priority to become angel. Don't see others or don't wait others. Sometimes we have 10 things to do, but when we give priority, okay, this is emergency. When I come here from Gyansaro or Shantivan, sometimes I see you Brahmins, I want to wave, I want to say hello, but my bus is about to leave. So I choose to climb up in bus instead of you. So I give priority to come here, even leave you Brahmins to say hello. So everything had to be done according priority. And Baba said, give priority to maintain your stage.
Do you have any examples where, you know, Brahmins have been able to face calamities, have been able to, you know, get out of that situation? Like, I know the famous example of Bhopal, where there was gas leakage.
Yeah.
And do you know this example of Bhopal? Anyone knew this example?
Yeah. Actually, in Bhopal, there was nearby a gas factory where gas used to be used in to
in
create
factory.
Something.
Yeah, there was factory there.
Yeah. So then a safety valve was leaked, and then the whole Bhopal suffered with the gas. And then everyone was running, they didn't know even where to run. But many were dead because of the gas. And one sister, she shared her experience in Madhuban, and what she did, that she put the his bed or the bed sheet or something which she in water, and she put her on her body, and then ran the fan, locked the doors, and this helped her because the external gas did not come in house, and then she could survive with the fan and the even less oxygen she could get. So many Brahmins, and they get touching of these kind of things when the problems comes, and they get survived. Some of them, they go on terrace, or even the Trinidad problems can. And I was told that sister, I think Deviki Ben or someone, she left her center and went to someone else's house before the time came. So you get touching, but you have to leave your hut and home, because if you think, oh no, if I go, what will be my treasure, or what will be happen with my children, or what will happen my center, so you can't run that time. So you have to have quick decision what to do. Even that Brother Ram Prakash of New York, he was stuck in that when the building collapsed.
Yeah, Twin Towers.
Yeah, so he also shared his experience that how Baba gave him courage to come out. So many Brahmins, not only that it's problem in this time, but many sisters or Brahmins, they share how Baba helped them, and Baba became the canopy, or the other people who could see the old man with that lady, and then because of that, the person he sees old Brahmin, old Dada, maybe Baba with that lady, and he didn't do anything wrong with that woman, but he did wrong with another woman. So you had to have habit of having company of Baba, or move with Baba, and then even the other people will feel from you someone is with you, and this will help you.
Yeah, great. Anyone remember today's blessing? What was today's blessing? Yes. Memorying. Yeah, bottom line, we have to settle karmas within the Brahmin family. Baba mentioned this, and this is something like in terms of a relationship with the Brahmin family, we do settle a lot of karmas, of accounts. We do have a lot of things in between, and I think most of our energy really goes into trying to reconciliate and, you know, trying to put it straight. And so sometimes we see new souls coming in Baba's knowledge and very enthusiastic, and then you know, we work with them, we stay with them, and then later on we see some, you know, some sanskaras emerging, and it's become very challenging to, you know, to cope with that situation, to cope with those, you know, clash of sanskaras, especially in the service field. So what would you suggest in this particular situation? I know you have a lot of experience in this. So what is your sharing of this? What do you do? Do you say, hey, okay, let's be cool, or...
See, maximum birth we have lived together with Brahmins, no? So we have karmic account with Brahmins more than the Laukic family. And then it happens that when we get knowledge, we become Babas, and then we see a lot of difference between Laukics and us. So we can easily accept Laukic because they are Agyani. They will be doing this way, you know. I used to do this also, but now I have become Babas. But we feel sorry for them, but we accept. But they, if they do wrong with me. But when we become Brahmin and they become active in service also, and they, then this emerges in our relationship that we get stuck somewhere. But then we had to have accept those things that we, because I have been with this person, whether he is Brahmin or sister or brother or in charge or whoever. So I have karmic account with him only, or with few only. And that will have to, again I will say, give priority in expectation to Brahm Bap Dada. If you are experienced supersensuous joy, or if you experience good with Baba, then everything becomes second for you. Because, you know, if I am, my stomach is full, and if you are hiding some food from me, I will say, okay, I have enough, no? My stomach is already full. But if I am hungry, then even if you, if you are taking your food, my eye goes in that. So, if I am full, then I can easily compromise these things, which comes in relationship or the behavior. So, first thing, I had to have good experience from Baba, or relationship, or either, and have faith that what is in my fortune will no one can snatch. And what is not in my fortune, no one can give me. Even if someone brings good thing from for me, maybe I'm not able to eat. No? So we had to counsel our own self first. Have hobby to teach you your own self, or do the counseling with the self, and then you can feel it. It's nothing. It's not big thing. You know, everything is you feel. Not a big thing. Often Baba mentioned in Murli that you know, those iron chains you broken easily, but these are the subtle chains or of the relationship with the Brahmin, or subtle even threads, not even chain, but because we have more expectation, then we suffer more. You have to prepare yourself less expectation from any human, because they also thinking of their own self, you know. No matter how much we love each other, but when we get cold, I try to pull the kambal or what you call bed sheet or whatever, I pull my towards me because I am feeling cool. So it's saying that you have to have selfless service, as I said in beginning, and have faith in Baba, that Baba will take care of you. Because expectation is the cause of, one of the cause of so many sorrows. And then work on yourself to remain satisfied. They say contentment is the higher treasure. Even in the Laukic world, they say contentment is the higher treasure. no, nothing is higher than contentment. You know, if you are contented, your face can tell us. If my face can tell you that how much I am contented, and if you work on contentment, then you are winner, because then everything is like a second or small thing for you. So work on contentment, have less expectation from any human, whether he or she or your life partner or the center, co-workers or the teacher in charge or the student, have less expectation from any human. And then if something has happened, try to let go the things as soon as possible, and put more energy on self-study. Or if you are working on your own self, you look like busy, you know. When you look like busy, other people don't disturb you, you know? Then it's the easy way to settle the karmic account with Brahmins. And as I said, you don't put long distance or long time to clear the things.
Yeah, I think each Brahmin has their own personality, their own ways of thinking. Of course, we follow Srimad. And you were there, you witnessed the life of Didi and Daddy Prakash Mani, you know. So sometimes they have to take decisions, they have to compromise. So can you just give some examples of how they were really, you know, like Baba say, milk and honey? Yeah?
See, as we mentioned, Didi Manmohini, this was her habit or hobby or the way of management, that to clear everything as it is. Suppose Prashant goes to Didi that Tulsi Bai has given me this problem, and she will hear that story. And when I come, she will call me and she will ask him to repeat those things. So if he is speaking true, that I have created problem for him, then I will be saying sorry, because that Didi is there, and then it is proved that I have done something wrong with him. Or maybe even I have not, my intention was different, but he has felt pain, so I will say sorry. But if he is just complaining and is not really true, then he will feel bad, because he can't speak true. He can't repeat those things in front of me, because I'm there. So this was her management trick, that we go to Didi with complaint for someone or each other, but then when we come back with a sweet in the mouth to each other, and then with a happy mood, or becoming close again, or if there is any misunderstanding, it's been cleared. So this was the Didi's way. And then you know, in Brahmin life, you know, time comes when we get sick. But then that time also, we expect our co-workers or the roommate or sisters to take care of us. It happens that they are busy doing their own work, and they are also doing the work I used to do. So they don't get time to look after me. That time, Baba will send someone to look after me. Have faith that I have dedicated to Baba. So Baba will take care. And it does happen. I have many experiences, or when something had happened, someone has come to help me, whether maybe it happens in Madhuban, maybe some foreigners, they come to help me, or the neighbors, or the even the worker and the sister who work here in Madhuban, they also help me. So I had to feel that Baba has sent him or her to help me. So don't shy, or don't feel bad, or don't feel that, oh, I'm taking some karmic account from her or him. But in that time of the need, even taking help from the person is also creating his or her fortune, or and accept him or her as Baba's sent instrument.
Yeah, Baba also mentioned yesterday in Murli that we should not take personal service. So like you were mentioning now, sometimes, you know, it's very subtle. Is this personal service or is this service? I mean, how do we differentiate?
I think Baba yesterday or day before mentioned about the service. But when Baba was talking this point in Murli, Baba means that, you know, we became senior and then I feel that my co-worker should serve food to me or bring everything for me and I become lazy. So that is a different thing. But when it is time of need, it's a different thing. Suppose I can't go washroom my own, then I have to take help of you or someone whoever is available. And he or she also feel that he or she is doing Baba's service, helping me. So if the person feeling Baba's service, helping me, it is like he is earning something and I have become an instrument to support her earning. It's not that I am creating karmic account. But if I have become lazy and taking service from others, that's a different thing. So when Baba speaks about taking a service from others, means I am taking a kind of extra energy from someone else or extra seva from others. So that should not happen. But in a time of need, you know, suppose I was on bed and then a sister come, she said, I have passed doctor and it was long ago, since I think it was 86. I fell down from Om Shanti Bhavan. I was on bed. One sister, she came and she was doctor. She went market. She brought some capsules, bottle of the capsule, and then she put the. Of course, I was on bed only lying. I can't sit. And then she said, you have to take one of the capsules each day, so you will be cured fast. I said, thank you. You know, after a while, little while, someone else come. What she did, she opened that bottle and threw all the capsules in the rubbish, saying that you should not take this. I had to say thank you, because her stage of that time was as a well-wisher for me. So, you know, I can't say I took extra seva from that doctor who brought capsule and another sister who threw all those capsules. But both of them, they earned their fortune because they felt that they are serving Baba's child. They are, because the first one's intention was she brought calcium capsule to cure my bone fast. And another sister, she knew that these capsules are made of the small
animal products, from animal products.
And small animal bones of animal. And she thought that Madhubani was yours, this Tulsi Bai should not take. So I had to thank both, and I can't say that I have created karmic accounts of any of her. So, you know, sometimes you have to see the situations. Of course, when I was in hospital, I had to ask someone because I can't even get up. So I had to request someone to give me urine pots. So I can pass. So it's not that that time I say, oh, this is surrender sister, I am taking seva from her, she's even elder from me. So, you know, in time of need, we take support. It's not like a karmic account, but it's like a family support. Or again, it will be count in Baba's service. So, in the time of need, and it's like taking advantage. Both have different feelings or different things.
Yeah. So we move to the final question now. We know that in our Brahmin lives, many times while we're moving forward, we have ups and downs. We do fell down, and then we try to, you know, shake ourselves and then set back on our journey. But many Brahmins, they don't enjoy the Brahmin life because they are still stuck in the past. You know, oh, I made that mistake, oh, I did that wrong. But they don't like really enjoy the present moment. So how can we really help those Brahmins tell us that, you know, we should move forward? Because sometimes they don't have that power to really be able to detach from that past, from those mistakes. So how do you suggest those Brahmins to really move forward and enjoy the Brahmin life?
See, one thing is, see, we are in family. Of course, we are becoming Baba's children, but as I said, the whole cycle we have been together. So we have love for each other. We must help each other. And if someone is feeling low, it is my responsibility to encourage the person and they accept or appreciate the way they are doing. And then give them kind of hints or kind of sakash, both things, you know. When I ask brother to do something and I put have good wishes also, give them sakash also, then he will accept those things and then will be able to do that. So to Brahmins, those who are feeling low or gone little far from us, we had to have good wishes for them. We had to encourage them to come back. Or even the Brahmin, those who we live together, or we feel they are low, we had to appreciate and accept them and give them sustenance. So, it's in India, normally the big brother or the elder brothers or sisters, they support the younger. And they even in Brahmin life, we have to support each other, whether they are maybe elder or new Brahmins, or and they should also accept them that whatever time has passed, it's passed. But now I can gallop more. Only thing is I have to pay more attention. No? So when we have attention, we can gallop. Which we missed, we can bring it back, or we can come fast. Yeah? So to my own self also, and to other Brahmins also, we have to feel responsibility to past is past, but now I should take care of myself, I should take care of the family also. So if someone is in problem, I better support him, or someone who have become old in bodily age, maybe in your center, the sister she has been, or the brother who has been long time in my center, has given his or her life to Baba, even to help or support the soul is also Baba's service. This is how what we learn from our ancestor, from Dadis, and from the senior sisters. So we must take care of them also, and to take care of our own self also. And to support someone does not mean that we bow down and we lose our own self, but check our own strength. How much I can pull someone out. No? If I alone cannot pull out that soul, I take support of someone else also, help some of someone else also to pull that soul. But if I don't have that much strength to pull that person, maybe I also fell down. So to understand the situation, to understand the problem of this, that soul you are helping, go in that much depth, or to support that person, or to pull him or her from that situation.
Mm-hmm. In Africa, there is a concept called Ubuntu. Have you heard about it? Ubuntu? No, it's like a law. It explains that, you know, it talk about the collective consciousness, that if one is falling down, you cannot rise up. Mm-hmm. Either the whole group falling down or the whole group rising up. So if someone else in the family is having some issues, we cannot say we are progressing. Mm-hmm. We have to bring that person back together with us. So many times we Brahmins, we tend to focus. I mean, of course, we should be looking at our efforts, but try to have that compassionate vision, you know, to our other souls, like Baba had, the daddies had, you know, always wanting the good wishes.
So have to have good wishes for each other, for whole Brahmin. And then when you see someone is going in depression, I feel bad word for Brahmin to go in depression. So we should take care of our own self. But if someone you feel that someone is going in that condition, we have to pull him or her and support. That also is Baba's service. We can't say that this is karmic account. Maybe we can take advice of the sister in charge from any senior to support the Brahmins, because if he or she leave Baba, it's again a loss of the family or loss of our own group. I can't find proper word, but it's a big loss, you know. And then, like Baba says, it's small stone in our home or the fort. If one stone is left out, whole thing can collapse, you know. So we have to take care of Brahmin. So we better take care. In some centers, they have a special hour to help Brahmin. Suppose someone is sick, they write on the board, today's meditation for this soul. And it also, they have proved that this works, you know? This is the right support, this is the right way to help the Brahmin. So it's not that someone died then after we have 3 minutes of silence for him. We can support them when they are going through. No?
Yeah, I think we need to have more community support in Brahmin life, because we see that many Brahmins as the Brahmin population is becoming older, it's aging population, and we see Brahmins can't go to centers, they are at home. So they need that community support.
So you mean we should have a box, like Baba's box?
I mean, what is your opinion about this? How can we really, those Brahmins, get the help? Sometimes we do have yoga, but sometimes they need some, like, you know, go and see them, you know, have
I think I can give you direction, but it is also a good idea to support Brahmins. So we can have some collective decision to have Baba's box for the support of the senior, means elderly in body or going through some problems. We can support. And I think the purpose of a global hospital, to create global hospital, was that, to support the Brahmin, those who are going through. And the many of the Indian sisters and foreigners also are taking chance or taking services from that project. And they hope everyone gets proper health, and if in time of need you can support each other. And it's a good idea to have collective decision and have Baba's box to support this kind of person who is going through.
Yeah.
Especially to dedicated soul or those who cannot earn the money.
So, I'll now ask, if any one of you had some question, you can just raise up your hand. Baiji, you have a mic, wireless mic. Anyone want to ask anything? Just put your hand.
You know, Dadi Prakash Mani, until microphone comes. Dadi Prakash Mani, when she used to give us clothes, even sometime the seasonal mangoes, she used to remember doctors and the officials, nearby doctors, especially on the, from the Palanpur or from Ahmedabad, and the officials who are our district, like district collector or the other officers. She also remembers them, and then sending them few mangoes, you know. Though it's, for them it was like a 2 kg mango is nothing, but they, because Dadi has sent them, they were feeling like from God's home. So I will say that he have good relationship with the cooperative souls, like him, doctors, officers, invite them on the festivals or the celebrations what you conduct in centers. Have good relationship so that they can help you this kind of case, or when you are sick or someone is going through this problem, any problem. So it will be good support from his presence.
So just introduce yourself and your question.
Om Shanti. My name is Yann, I come from France. And I have this question about the stock of food that many seniors are reminding us to store. But some BKs, they don't have big house, they just have one room, or they are poor. Or, what do you think is going to happen at the critical times? Baba is going to do something for that?
See, I think it's the responsibility of the, like in India we have zone in charge. Once Dadi sent circular to all the centers, then they should have 6 months rations, 6 months food, grain or something to their centers, and then write us the response that how much do you have? Then one sister, she wrote, she just brings and eat. She didn't have that much money, and I remember Dadi did something for her. So it is big centers, or the which centers they have good enough money to support the centers, at least centers, to have at least 2 months. Food at their center, and it's not not giving someone's like a sympathy. It's our responsibility to support the instrument. Those who are looking at the center should have at least 2 months' food, at least something to survive.
Yeah, but actually, in foreign countries, sometimes we do have only small centers. I know, like we don't have like in India, so we do have an issue of space and, you know, where to put it.
So in that case, senior sisters should provide you something, or they should give instruction to the small center that any kind of problems they are welcomed at big centers. So if they feel that they don't have anything to eat, or maybe the markets are not open or something has happened, they should get touching, or they should be welcomed in that big centers to survive themselves.
Yeah, the bottom line is, I think we have the physical preparation, we also have the spiritual preparation, so need to be some balance. Sometimes we focus too much on the physical, say, okay, I'm at stock, so I can, you know, I'm cool now. So
this is the family, again.
Yeah.
And when we talk to others, we say this is our family organization. This is not like, other organizations.
Oh, Shanti, I am Jung from Vietnam. It is not a question. It is just one thing. I would like to you say something more, because something the newness in Brahmin life, it is we enjoy very much. For example, divine knowledge, unlimited knowledge, and the relationship, we love the incorporeal one, is in the unit, and relationship between soul and soul, and so on. Many things. We would like you say something more about the newness in the Brahmin, make Brahmin life fly.
See, as I said, as soon as we become Brahmin, we have good intoxication, but we have to continue that intoxication. And to have that, we had to be a little creative. Like, every day ask yourself, today with my Baba, what is my relationship? I remember a few years back, Sister Sonia, from Denmark, whenever she comes in Madhuban, we decide tomorrow will be this relationship with Baba. Suppose today's Baba is a friend. So we experience whole day Baba as my friend, and in the end, I feel how much I enjoy that feeling. And tomorrow it's Baba as a companion, or Baba as an elder brother, Baba as a father, Baba as a teacher. So give yourself as homework to enjoy different relationship with Baba and feel it. This way you are sustaining yourself. Your relationship with Baba will increase and you will become more close to Baba. And whole day, because you are experiencing something, your face or your way of talking will be different, as if you are not the common person, you know. So this is the creativity you have to have in your life, in Brahmin life. Or always feel that what new have learned this year, you know. Sometimes we keep aim, like for this year I have to remain detached. Practice detachment. Because what I felt that I have been attached with services or with my own hobbies or my own sanskaras, or I have been attached with Madhuban, I can say. So I had to be detached. You know? This year's aim for me. So when I have something to do, keep aim every day or the month or the year, or even amongst the Brahmin, then it becomes like a good creativity. It gives you boost to experience more. And I think this is what you wanted to listen, that the newness in Brahmin life and the new way to do, new way to serve others, you know. So every month you have to, in the center level, if you can decide that this month we will serve this portion of the community, or this month we will serve with a pamphlet, this month we will serve through the internet, this month we will use social media, this month we will use verbally talking and give message home to home, or the person who comes in a relationship. So you have to decide with you, your own self, with your co-workers or the center staff or students. So to create newness in Brahmin life. When you are you are busy with something new, you are always happy, you are busy, away from the waste, away from the gossips, and you feel like you have something to do, not just passing the time. I think, okay.
Any last question? Okay, that's fine. So, thank you, Baiji, for sharing your wisdom. Your words were very simple, yet they were very deep. And I think the audience here has been very enlightened. And let's give a big wave to Baiji.
Thank you. I will say, on YouTube or in with us, on hard disk or the maybe CD counter, there are some Bhavdada's videos. I think you must watch or have at least in the centers and put on a screen. One thing you've been asking me. Meera Baba points, in 2010, with one brother's help, I created some points from Avik Muli since 1995 till 2015. Small points on topic, and I've been putting on Facebook or sending through WhatsApp also. Some of sisters, they put on the screen after Muli class.
Mm.
So it benefits everyone. But otherwise, on YouTube, you can go. Just youtube.com/seeds/Avyakta Muli, you can find. Avyakta Muli in English also since 1995. And they Meera Baba points, the season-wise. And you'll find many points, especially in Chennai, made a small group for a special bhati. Suppose you are having bhati on contentment. And so someone will select the points on contentment and put on a screen for 5-10 minutes. It's the points, so it's not bigger than 10 minutes. So play the point on screen. It's also it's meditation with Baba, yoga with Baba. And then chant on that point or have a little discussion on amongst you all. And then do the meditation after that. So in every half an hour slot, you have one point to make your own. And this is, they found it's good yukti to overcome the weaknesses and also good bhati on the special topics. And one season it was 1999-2000, when Baba came down from stage to an audience to give drishti or to give blessings. These things, they help you to visualize. Those who have not been Baba since long, it is having this kind of videos or watching this kind of videos will help you to visualize or to feel Baba as your companion or Baba blessing you or umbrella of Baba in your life. And how Baba eats, how Baba talks. Even after Muli, some people they used to think, Muli is finished and these dadis are on stage. But I will see and observe how Baba is feeding dadi, how Baba is making use of the time when, suppose, a group of singers are singing song, and what Baba is doing, how Baba is using his time to give drishti to a particular person, or smiling on someone, or feeding someone, how he uses his time, every second he uses. So seeing this kind of video will help you definitely in your efforts or in your to encourage you or to enhance your stage.